Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Claudell Washington. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Baylor. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The DH, Billy Williams. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Paul Mitchell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Doug Bird. And now, play ball. Claudell Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. North steals second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. North moves to third. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. North scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Otis moves to second. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mitchell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a line drive into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. North hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Brett goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Royals, 2. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 1 in the game. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Stinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner strikes out. Two outs. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Paquette reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bird fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. North hits a line drive towards the mound. Bird reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 2 in the game. Rudy hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mayberry. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Mayberry steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards first. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Baylor hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-2 in the game. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Otis. Garner reaches second base with a double. Bando goes all the way around to score. Garner moves to third. It's 4-2, Athletics. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy, who is chasing the ball. Patek reaches third base with a triple. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris misplays the ball. That's an error on Campaneris. Patek scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Paquette bunts towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. White scores. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 4, Royals, 4. Paul Lindblad now pitching. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington, who is chasing the ball. Brett reaches third base with a triple. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Royals. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Brett scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-4, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. McRae reaches second base with a double. Mayberry moves to third. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. McRae moves to third. It's 7-4, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney fires to first and picks off Cowens. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Stinson takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stinson. The throw from Haney and he is safe. Stinson steals second. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Potek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Mingori now pitching. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 3 in the game. Washington strikes out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. North hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Little now pitching. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 4. The Royals will come to bat. Glenn Abbott now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Paquette hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paquette moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paquette scores. Otis moves to third. It's 8-4, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Baylor strikes out. One out. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bando hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Bando reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.